Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And Mike, I tried your diet thing and it didn't work. What is it? It's endless. It's feasting or fasting? I've been doing intermittent feasting, and it's not working.
It's not describing how friendly this dog is to Carla, like licking paws all over Michael, licking paws. The dog, you know, I cut a piece of tenderloin that my wife cooked yesterday, and with my hand, I ate it, just a little piece, just a sample. And there was the beef smell on my fingers.
Juice.
The dog licked my fingers at that point.
Yeah.
That's all. I'd have to dip myself in au jus in order for this dog to give me any affection whatsoever.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm very, very excited. They're going to be... We understand we've had 1 million requests for the rally, and we're going to have a spillover area next door that will have 20 more thousand. And they've been lining up 3 days in advance for this, and it should be spectacular and good and big, and my numbers are bigger than yours, and I'm very, very excited because I'm going to have Air Force One fly over the venue to see. I would, of all the things that we have talked about with the President of the United States,
yes,
I would have given anything to be a fly on the wall to just see when they flew Air Force One over the stadium, because they wanted to see the overflow.
Right.
And they saw that there was literally no one at the overflow rally. There were people scattered in areas, but I'm watching the president's rally, angrily watching the president's rally, saying, you know what? Putting 20,000 people in two different, a total of 40,000 people into a venue, and then you know, having them breathe and snort and fart on each other for 3.5, 4.5, 5.5 hours is not safe. And I'm watching that go. But I bought into all the hype because that's what I do. And I was like, well, I'm going to look and see. And then I thought, as I'm watching coverage of this, and they've got a live shot of it, that okay, they're trickling in, and things are going to get started in about an hour. And then I said, well, wait a minute, he's going to talk in an hour. And then they come on and they say, breaking news, the turnout it ended up being, for a 19,000-seat arena, about 6,000 people, 6,200 people.
Which is actually good for social distancing.
You know what? It's good for the Caps.
If they were social distancing, right.
Good for the Caps in 1983.
Yeah,
that would have been a respectable crowd for the Washington Capitals at the Capitol Center in 1983.
Yeah, that'd be good. And then halfway through, at halftime of the rally, Mike, they could have had Jack Russell races, just like they used to do at the Cavs games.
So we know now, because of the incredible coverage, we know what this president cares about. And that's what... Thank you, sweetheart.
I see an arm.
Yeah, that was really nice.
Thank you for that. That's great. I've got some tea
from Legoland.
Hey. The building blocks of America.
Wow, how nice is that? Let me see. Oh, clove.
Oh, look at you.
It hasn't quite steeped yet.
Anyway, weak tea.
So that was the part that was, I was expecting, you know, look, nobody wants to see the people that go to this thing get sick,
right?
You know, as far as, you know, those Trumpers that are in that, you know, it's not like those of us that are on the left want to see the, you know, the people, you know, a massive amount of infections come out of that. You don't want to see that for anybody. But I will tell you that it's no, you really don't. You know,
you don't.
But come on. Come on. I mean, it's just it's down here as well. This disconnect we have, this insane world we are now living in, and the priority, both with the news media and with the president, because the president's will has shaped the news media, the crowd size of all the things we are thinking and caring about and talking about and laughing about. And I'm as guilty as the next guy. It's crowd size at a rally in bum Oklahoma.
And it's nothing new, Mike.
It is ludicrous.
This goes back to his inauguration. Remember, yes. This was a big deal at his inauguration.
Yeah, we didn't know. But at that moment, that was just a dispute. That was a disputed fact. This is now, we know this guy. We know what he lives for. He doesn't live for policy and maybe figuring out, you know, every day what's going to happen to get a vaccine.
Popularity.
You know, he's probably curious about. But he's a DJ.
Yeah,
he is a DJ.
He's a DJ. He's Mike O'Mara at the State Theater, looking out the window, making sure there's a line outside. That's what he cares about. But he's the president. That's not what he should care about.
I know.
Any level. He's the president. You're popular. You were elected president.
You won. Mm-hmm. You already
won. I'm trying to sit there and go, Mr. President, you were elected president. You've been president for almost 4 years. You're the top of the mountain. You're the most popular man do you understand that? And
yes.
He's still measuring himself. The insecurity is there. That is what frightens me. That's what freaks me out, you know?
Well, Mike, not like a powerful man that's driven by insecurity would make bad decisions.
What the thing about it is that's what, and then, and now the media, immediately that becomes the breaking news, you know, where, because it would probably be, and then you get the people coming out after the minions coming out and trying to lie about the fact there were these nasty, angry protesters blocking people from getting in.
Well, how did they make it through?
What is
I mean, those people make it through?
Well, they're the ones that really care.
What has our world come to, man? Where are we, dudes? I don't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. Where are we? Where that's what we are talking about. The ridiculousness of it is just amazing.
Verbal nod to the teens of America. It seems like they use their power for good instead of evil for once.
Yeah. Busy weekend for them.
The TikTok videos that were put by teenagers.
Yeah.
This is like the average demo being about 16 years old. TikTok videos.
And Snapchat. Saying,
you know, and
yes.
Snurp,
snurp, snurp, snurp.
Getting on and saying, hey, my name's, Kirsty, and I can't use my tickets to the rally, and the camera shaking all around, these amazing TikTok videos that I know nothing about, and getting on there and causing some disruption with that. But as someone pointed out, it's a general admission. It's free.
Right.
And when they started saying, the doors are open, everybody come in. This is Oscar. Right. This is why when I get my massive throng of, 500 to 1,000 people at a Mike O'Mara show, I want to make sure we know exactly who's coming.
Right.
And we cash the checks before we do it, you know.
The money's in and there's no refunds.
Like
it's done.
So even if there are some no-shows.
We still got your money.
Exactly.
As when you sell tickets a year in advance,
you know,
you got the money.
That's how we run our business.
It's the classiest mantra in show business. We got your money.
Hey, a third of the crowd's not there. Money's good. I'm fine. Come on in.
I said,
got
all Mike, the money. The tickets are paid for.
Now, by the way, I've done it the other way in my career of DJ-dom, where we would measure ourselves by a crowd, and we would have disappointments, and we would have amazing successes.
Right.
Oscar Santana with Big O and Dukes. You've had amazing successes, and you've had nights where there are crickets, and you're going, what's going on?
It's brutal.
And you cricket stores. Speaking of crickets, cricket. Yeah. All I'd have were crickets and cricket appearances for the Edge.
T-Mobile, 2 p.m. Saturdays.
God
rough.
Damn.
Yeah. Maybe he should have had his rally at a strip mall.
Having a storied radio career and then getting another job at a radio station and having a roll out there on a Saturday where it's hey, how you doing?
Because if you you're not a team player.
That's right. You got to be a team player. Make the edge great again, Mike.
Actually supplementing my meager income. So that's what I was saying. But it was an interesting
weekend where that is, I just get back to the original thing. That's what we're caring about right now.
Yeah.
There are people that are dying.
I would caution those, I would say, in that are going to vote for Biden or of that persuasion to not get happy by this. Because,
oh my God! Are you kidding me?
I'm just saying because what
could
happened
have gone either way.
Mike, what happened?
I wouldn't have been surprised if there were 100,000 people in that arena.
I would say that you have to factor that in because of this quote unquote prank by the Zoomers, as they call them, Generation Z, where that's fun, but that doesn't mean you don't show up on election day.
Well, you're so right about that, and the enthusiasm for. Joe Biden is not off the charts. I think it's more of a groundswell of a certain amount of people, and everybody's got to get out there and vote. And if you want four more years,
Mike, if you use the word enthusiasm with Joe Biden, that might be overstating it. I sort of see this election as a poorly attended dinner where you're given a choice of chicken or fish.
Well, if it's a poorly attended dinner, we're going to have four more years of this insanity. Well,
we all need to go.
I heard a lot of people, and I saw a lot of people online, and again, not the best barometer for your overall electoral, as we know, but they were declaring victory. And I'm like, whoa. I don't even get on there and talk about it, but open your eyes, people. Open your eyes.
No, this to me is a diversion, and I bring it up because I want to make sure people know that this is the stuff we're talking about. In the middle, can you imagine on a day where, I think 119,000 yesterday, 119,000 people are dead.
Mm-hmm.
Right. All right. You're talking about 100,000 people at a rally that didn't show up, where it was 6,000 instead of 100. That doesn't matter. On any level, that's not important. There's nothing important about that. Nothing important about that other than one man's ego and the people that don't like him, like yours truly, laughing about it. There, that's where it ends for me, because the reality of it is that we still have stuff going on here. And I'm in that category where if I happen to breathe on somebody, the minions that are out here without masks on a day where, can you imagine if Florida, when this whole thing started, if Florida had had 4,000 cases in one day at the beginning of this pandemic, that's all that would be on the news.
Yeah.
Now, go out to the restaurant, shoulder to shoulder, go to the Cocoonville card room, 75-year-olds, when you're told by the CDC not to even go indoors and go play your little card game for 5 hours. It's stunning. And nothing will happen at these individual spots until someone gets sick. And right before the show, Oscar was telling us about a friend of his that came down with it
and it's real, and that's
in Arizona.
Yeah, and it's in Arizona, and it's surreal because look, we've had like some of our handymen that we've worked with in the past be like, hey, like, and they've made it through the COVID-19 in the DC area, and one of his colleagues had passed from it, but there might be some underlying health problems. So yeah, that touches you. But when one of your good friends calls you and says, look, do you mind if you connect me with your brother or sister because I pop positive and I don't know that much information, and at the clinic they're not telling me that much.
Wow.
And a lot of what you find online homeopathic wise like isn't clear.
No, and you don't want to mess with that. You want to get a professional on it.
Right.
It's horrible.
Right.
It's horrible. And then Arizona, correct me if I'm wrong, is the next place where the carny is going.
Yeah,
that's the next place where the big show there,
and a week or 2 weeks. I'm not sure.
What the hell? What is wrong? When did this become?
He's going to unfortunately have to cancel that, I imagine.
Let's wait and see. So far, nothing's stopping him. This is the group that doesn't wear masks.
True.
You know, and you see the Secret Service coming in advance, all with masks.
Only six of his staff tested positive before the rally.
Weird world.
My friend is as culpable as everybody else because he lived in a world where he thought the sun was going to burn everything up, right?
Right.
He said, I don't even know what to do. Like, I hope I get through this. And, you know, it's terrifying when you have a support system, but it's even more terrifying when you're alone.
Yeah, if he's alone.
And you've got nobody with you. Even more than that. Imagine you, Mike, when your dad was around, that his dad's in not that great of health. He was supposed to go see his dad this past Sunday.
Oh, that's an interesting point, because for people that are younger,
that's really more of a thing than we talk about. You talked about it with your mom.
Yeah.
I would have not been able to see my mom, you know, towards the end of her life. And it would have been amazingly frustrating to deal with that. That, you know, what stuns me about this whole thing is that I think that the worst thing you're going to do if you want to be popular in America is bore the American people. We are so short attention span theater. That's why we move on to this when it should be the primary conversation that we're having where we're still dealing with this, but we're bored with it. It's over. It's been too long. If you wanted to know the attention span of a deadly virus in the United States, it was, let's see, Mark, it was 2 months.
That's giving it all the best of it.
Yeah. That's weekend, giving the best of it.
John Oliver said, your parents, you remember your parents, don't you? They're the ones you have to call every day and remind them that they were in the middle of a plague because no one's paying attention to it anymore.
Yeah, because they know anyone who's gotten it.
Right.
And that's when it changes because that's the way we roll. This plays into compassion and empathy and taking care of each other, which, by the way, America, I got news for you. You can have all the charitable benefits and you can have all the organizations in the world. But as a people, as a collective, when it comes to being mindful of your fellow love thy neighbor, I think we got a long way to go.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've got a long, long way to go. And even me, when I'm out there and I've got my son and I'm putting on a mask when I'm walking into a store, I'm probably not doing it because I'm worried about my neighbor. I'm probably doing it because I care about myself and my health and my son's health. It really is. But what they say is you're really helping your neighbor when you do that. And you would think that it would be a no-brainer. You would think that it would be automatic, mm-hmm. but not here, not in the land of not in my backyard.
Right.
Not in the land of I don't care until I get sick. And it's just amazing. And you're going to, you know, have people that go into a crowded restaurant, Arizona,
mm-hmm.
Florida, and they're going to go, oh my, and it's going to be, all of a sudden it's going to be, I got sick.
Like, what happened?
Yeah, well, what happened?
That probably happens all over
this
the place.
This thing's real.
It's not really, a joke. I just don't remember, I can't even frame it in such a way that I remember when it was different. It's just, this is the reality. I'm not as scared. There were 4,000 cases on Saturday in the state of Florida. I don't know how many there were yesterday. I haven't checked it yet. I don't check it. That should tell you all you need to know. Yeah. I was on that COVID dashboard every day in the great state of Florida. You know?
I mean, it got depressing, right, I imagine.
Now. Well, yeah, I mean, it's not fun to look at.
I think I lost interest, Oscar. I think I got bored like everybody else. I'm politically active. I'm engaged. But I think I'm engaged more out of a feeling of frustration and anger and dislike than I am out of saving my country. It's just weird.
Well, you know what's really weird, and you do that's the word for it, weird. You say that you're probably wearing the mask for self-preservation and not for others. But even if the reason you're wearing the mask is a selfish reason, yeah. I'll take it. But then still, people aren't doing it. People aren't being empathetic to others. People aren't protecting themselves. People just don't give a crap.
By the way, I have been in grocery stores. I have been in a hardware store. And I will tell you that there are certain public hand sanitizers, the big jugs
yes.
where you press down the spigot, that smell like ass.
Yeah.
Yes. They smell like that. I don't know what the deal is with these industrial strength sanitizers.
There have been a couple
sending.
That I regret hitting them up. I think I might have been better. There
You're
was
like,
one
oh,
of them.
That was
at the ABC store.
So I'm not alone with that?
Mike,
I'm not
no,
alone when
no,
I
tell no.
Oh my God, it's like disgusting.
I measure an establishment by the level of sanitizer they use.
Yeah.
And there is a sanitizer mix that where the viscosity is not gel-like.
Oh yeah,
it's almost
just
like somebody
water.
Spit in your hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I am not okay with that, America. It screams lazy and cheap.
Yeah, it's
get
like
me
that at
something
the,
that's as close as you can to Purell as possible.
Something like a right. lotion. Something like a lotion.
Something that says there's a little heft to it, so my psychology can say, okay, you did the right thing. This is real.
Yeah,
not
I
like
went to a,
somebody made this at home.
Like at the ABC suspect. Store here in Leesburg, they've gone totally no touch, where you actually hold the bottle up and they scan through glass, and then you do your own bagging, and then there's a 5-gallon atomizer jug of hand sanitizer that I think might be discarded Bowman's vodka, but it smells like mulch.
That's the thing I've gotten from people. It smells like bad tequila.
And when you hit it up, it's like, I don't know that I'm helping here. No. I don't know that this is not a
Or did somebody spill a bottle and you guys just made something in the back?
Very strange.
Shouldn't be drippy. Should not be drippy. No.
Very, very strange times we live in. But, you know, on pure amusement, I mean, I'll admit it. I get frustrated with these things that don't matter and with people showing disregard for other people's health. So that's why I laugh when, you know, you can call it TikTok, Oscar.
Yeah.
I'm going to probably err on the side of, I think the human self-preservation
machine
instinct, you know, he could talk. By the way, that comment he made during his presentation, I could walk down Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and they'd still support me. That's absolutely true. But they don't support you enough where they're going to put their health in jeopardy.
There is an argument to be made that if people didn't get inside, they would have gone outside. But there's also an argument to be made that said, well, if they just said, well, there's a million people already going, I don't have to go, I'm not going to go, right?
Yeah.
So I'm just saying, buyer beware, no one's won anything yet, or no one's lost anything yet.
Oh,
no.
You're saying don't get happy.
Don't get happy.
And I understand that 100%.
Dead on.
I think you're absolutely right, and I'm trying to negotiate these.
The dashboard.
3,493 new cases today. That's probably Sunday.
Less than 4,000.
Yeah, it is.
That's a win.
Buy a few.
Let's enforce that. This is the new one. This is the lady that got fired in Florida because she would not censor the information. So she has started her new dashboard, which I should say is working really well today. Let me get on there and going. No, it usually works really great. I'm going to go to
my
county.
Maybe it's throttled today.
Yeah, well, maybe it's not intended for such large numbers.
I'm going to my county. There are some all sorts of very weird colors, and I don't get it. Let's see. It's not working. So thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, yeah, here we go.
Yeah.
New cases, that would have been yesterday, 71 in my county.
All right.
And
all right.
Let me see. I can go with local data. I can tell you how many in my town. 95 cases. That number is steadily going up.
No.
So it's a.
Do they have a number for the card room?
Yeah.
No, but it's just you know, when that number flattens and stops going down, that number was 64 to 74 for about a month.
Do you get notified if somebody in your community gets? I don't think that's legal, right? Or is it legal?
We did for one. There was one in our community right here that
I think they can notify you of a case, but not like of their identity.
Got it.
Because then it becomes a personal information deal.
I'll be first to let you know if I pop positive. It'd be good for the show.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I bet you're in the part of the country you don't have to think about as much as I do now.
No.
You guys have gone down.
We still wear masks and we're doing everything we can to stop the spread, Mike.
That's good.
We don't want to be super spreaders.
That's right.
You know, we're doing okay here. But I mean, in my my backyard. But
if you stayed in your backyard.
If I stayed in my
backyard. Where's the golf store? What county?
It's in my town. Yeah, it's my town. Well, you don't think I should be going to the golf store?
But Mike, I'm also militant about all of this. Anybody that I love and care about, I say stay home, especially if they're over 50.
Yeah.
And obese. I don't want to go out. That's my mom.
There you see.
And you.
That,
and Ron.
That ship has sailed out of a lot of ports. Huh? Yeah.
Very, very hurtful.
Thank you. Isn't that nice when he can be all kind and loving and just be a dick at the same time, you know?
It's what we call and a obese. Spear, Mike. Being a spear. Nice and smooth and easy. And then at the end, pointed and jagged and ready to stab.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I can't. Oh, wow.
What's the matter?
Well, in my zip code, 91 people. So they're, that's it. So it's, you know, got to keep your eyes open around
state,
here.
Big state, Mike. It's a big state.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is a very big state. Yeah. So we're all screwed. There wasn't anybody at the rally. And we got a new dog. And I'll tell you about that. Happy birthday to me. All right. There you go.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mike O'Mara.
Happy birthday to you.
That's right.
Here I am.
We're going to party like it's your birthday. We're going to sip a card like it's your birthday.
Well, birthdays are merely symbolic of how another year has gone by and how little we've grown. No matter how desperate we are that someday a better self will emerge, each flicker of the candles on the cake, we know it's not to be. That for the rest of our sad, wretched, pathetic lives, this is who we are to the bitter end. Inevitably, irrevocably, happy birthday. No such thing.
Hey, everyone, here comes the cake.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday this is funny. To you. Happy birthday to you.
His birth records were lost. Hey!
Boys, I just don't know what to say.
Shut up, Lauren.
I'm overwhelmed. This is what all the secrecy was about.
We've been planning it for weeks, Pa.
Took a little bit of doing, too, Paul.
Well, I appreciate it. Why this particular day?
Because it's your birthday.
Oh, Adam, we all know my birth records were lost. I've never known my birth date.
Well, we do now. Took a lot of letter writing, but we finally traced the daughter of your old family minister, who had recorded it also.
That's just wonderful. Real thoughtful of you fellas. I've always missed having a regular birthday. How old am I?
Oh, you'd be surprised, Pa.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of.
Fellas, how about a song?
No! No!
We Cartwrights will take the verses, and everybody else join in on the chorus.
Wait, hold on there, Adam. Hold on now. We haven't sung together in a long time. We mightn't remember the verses.
Anna, don't you worry about that, Pa. Hoss and Adam and I have been practicing. You just try to sing along
You've
with
been
us.
Been practicing?
Yeah. Ready, boys? Ready, Pa?
Here we go.
Start the music, Slim.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Who had recorded it also. That's great. That's great script writing, isn't it? Who had recorded it also.
We mightn't remember the verses.
We mightn't remember the verses. Yes. Lauren Green, the show is Bonanza. If you're under the age of 70, you probably don't know that. We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, all the way from Pungo, Virginia. Where the hell is Pungo, Virginia?
On the far eastern southern tip of Virginia. It's an area close to Virginia Beach, but it's almost in Tennessee.
Wow. Lincoln, Nebraska.
North Carolina, forgive me. North Carolina.
I know where that is. Lincoln's a big town. There you go. Brilliant. Brilliant observation, Mike.
Thank you.
Thank you, old man. Thank you.
Who had recorded it also.
Another neighborhood? Is Dirk just sending in neighborhoods
in Spokane?
No, none of
these are from Dirk. None of these are from Dirk. And
By the way, Dirk sent me a gift certificate to the veranda. Thank you, Dirk. Thank you publicly. I will send you a personal message later, but thank you for your incredible generosity. It's very, very sweet. That's that's Dirk in my place. And Carla, Beautiful. She was there too. Dirk wouldn't have been there if Carla wasn't there. The Felony Flats of Spokane, Washington. The Laurel Lakes of Rice Township, Pennsylvania.
Now, I want to just say this.
Are we going on streets now? Is that what we're doing?
Mike, someone did submit their street, and that's too specific. Don't send streets. An occasional neighborhood. Mm. Maybe.
How about Key West, Florida, and London, Ontario, Canada? That'll be a mouthful this week. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Liquid IV. Dehydration occurs daily in 3 out of 4 people. Yeah. Tell me about it. Try living down here on the surface of the sun. try going outside and literally 100% humidity where it's 7:30 in the morning and you've sweated through your shirt already just taking a little walk around the block. Liquid IV, they're the best. You have the fastest, most efficient way to stay hydrated. Each serving helps you get as much hydration as 2 to 3 bottles of water. Plus, it's backed with potassium, vitamin C, and other vitamins to help your body defend against infections. Proper hydration can boost your immunity. One serving of Liquid IV provides 5 essential vitamins, more vitamin C than an orange, and as much potassium as a banana. It's healthier than sugary sports drinks. It has no artificial flavors or preservatives and less sugar than an apple. It's made with clean ingredients, non-GMO, vegan, and free of gluten, dairy, and soy. Plus, you're going to love the flavor. It's delicious. Liquid IV is available nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's the only way you get that discount from us.
Right.
You're welcome.
That's 25% off anything you order when you use the promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. So get better hydration today at liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. Yes. So another trip for Rob Lussard, as they like to
say. Don't say that. That's a jive.
Yeah, another trip for Rob Lussard, it is a non-birthday. When I say non-birthday, last year was a milestone birthday. Yeah. Now it's just, I mean, really put on the skis, hop on that ski jump to death, and push.
Mike,
there you go, because this is the one. This is the slope to the casket.
No,
61 into that seventh decade. Okay,
Mike, I don't want to totally Kathy you this birthday. I know I didn't get a gift to you for your birthday, but what I have,
we do not do gifts anymore.
But listen, I just felt that this would be good, and you know, it's not a picture. It's just what's going to go in the mail today.
Oh,
I have packed for you.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, yes, yes.
Those are priceless, Mike.
New way I'm eating,
priceless.
I can eat that.
I pulled them out of the freezer this morning. They'll go to the post office today. Happy birthday. Because you had mentioned in passing last week.
I'll take that gift. Fruitcakes, because the fruitcakes are there's nothing better in the
world.
Can I postmates anything to you today?
What's that?
I can send you a meal through the web.
Like what, a Freshly?
No, I can send you something from Postmates.
Postmates, you know, they deliver right to your home.
Yeah.
No, I don't want anything from you guys.
You seem to be excited about food. I'm into
that. Because I didn't want him to spend any of his...
No, but I can Postmates from his favorite restaurant.
You know what? Don't worry about that.
I'll talk to Carlo.
Everything's fine.
And Mike, I've been trying your diet. I tried your diet thing and it didn't work. What is it? It's endless. It's feasting or fasting? I've been doing intermittent feasting, and it's not working. I mean, I've just been eating and eating.
If I want a fruitcake, I can have a fruitcake during the 6-hour window where I'm eating. That's
so you can eat anything you want.
What's that?
You can eat anything you want.
No,
for
you
six
want
hours.
You want to still if you
Quassen
want to accelerate,
crispy
but you
owl.
Still you want. You want to? No, you can't sit there and eat 10,000 calories. But if you want to have a little fruitcake as a treat, you do that. I'm still losing weight, and I I had a treat. Not a lot of sugar, but once in a blue moon, I think it's A-okay.
Two fruitcakes will arrive. I suggest you hide one from Carla.
Ah, that's a good idea. I'll hoard them. I will hoard them. That's right.
Yes.
So, this one is, I don't know. I don't feel any way about it. I don't feel bad or good about it. I just feel like it's the day. I use it. Yesterday was Father's Day. Today, this is my birthday. And yesterday was the... we'll get to the dog in a second.
Good.
The weekend was consumed with our new dog, Winslow. Our brand new bouncing puppy, Winslow.
Do I detect disdain? Bouncing?
Maybe I shouldn't wait. Maybe I shouldn't tell you about Father's Day. Maybe I should get right to the dog.
Yeah.
It's dealer's choice, Mike. Dealer's choice.
Don't bury the lead.
You know, I don't really... This is, first of all, true. And I don't know what to do.
Because you're so happy?
I think when a creature is 9 weeks old... This is hard for me. This is really hard for me to discuss. This dog already hates me.
That cannot possibly
Rob
be.
Rob Spiewak, it as I can. I will do my impression now. Now I know there are people that are going, "Oh, Mike, come on, no, shut up." I'm telling you the truth. This dog has nothing to do with me. All right, I will behave the way this little puppy, another dog with a smashed face that hates Mike O'Mara, another dog that can't breathe that hates Mike O'Mara, another little deformed, overbred, mutant breed that has nothing to do with me.
Like day three.
At all, but absolutely adores my son and my wife. This dog, when Michael or Carla walks into a room, it's like...
Oh, so
and when
excited.
I come in, it's all I say, yeah. As soon as this dog, from the moment I saw the animal, when you would say, "Hey, this is the first time." Cowering in the corner. I hold it like I used to hold Beluga.
Yeah.
Identical. Right. This is the reaction. I hold the dog and he's on my lap and he's going like this.
Yeah.
Doing the nervous yawn. The nervous yawn.
They're very upset. Yeah.
Screw you. I did nothing to this dog. I've said nothing but, hello, such a sweet puppy. And it's like, and then Michael will walk into the room and the dog's going, and then, Michael's here. Oh, God, here he comes again. I'm not lying. My wife, this dog sleeps on my wife's neck at night. She brought him into the bed, who had no nights with a crate. All right.
Wow.
And then the dog didn't pee at all night long until she took him out. So the dog is now in the bed. That's where he will be sleeping.
Mm.
The dog has not spent one night in the crate, will not spend a night in the crate.
Is Michael still in the crate?
Great question.
Michael is not in the crate. Okay, good.
It's a lonely crate.
Michael, it's not describable how friendly this dog is to Carla, like licking paws all over. Michael, licking paws. The dog, you know, I cut a piece of tenderloin that my wife cooked yesterday.
Yum.
And with my hand, I ate it. Just a little piece, just a sample. And there was the beef smell on my fingers.
Juice.
The dog licked my fingers at that point.
Yeah.
That's all. I'd have to dip myself in au jus in order for this dog to give me any affection whatsoever. It sucks. It sucks. Here's a dog that I'm going to be paying the freight for again. Mm. Another little that isn't going to have anything to do with me whatsoever. Whatsoever. Carla knows this is true. Carla's laughing her ass off right now thinking about it because she knows it's true. And Carla will always say, oh, just give it some time. No, this is instantaneous.
Yeah. Now, I have a question.
I always thought it was my big baritone.
Because
I purposely go, no, that's good. No, there is, I don't know. And I would say it's a male thing.
There are videos. Did he have any male influence in his breeder's grounds? Because we saw videos and there was a very chatty woman always.
Well, I didn't want to have anything to do with her. That's why Carla picked the dog up on Friday.
My mom's dog is a rescue and took a long time before Lulu would be at ease around any male. So we think it might have had the fact that just wasn't used to being around guys.
Did you imprint on him?
What do you mean?
Did you like take a t-shirt and wrap it around him so he could play with it and sleep with it? With your scent on it? Maybe Carla's doing that behind the scenes.
I don't know what she's doing.
Yeah. That definitely helps Shannon. Santas loves Shannon because she, sneakily, mind you, in his little crate, she threw one of her t-shirts with her scent on it. And I said, hey, why is your t-shirt inside the crate? She's like, I'm imprinting on him. I said, what about your boy that imprinted a check for him?
Yeah.
You know?
So, but Santos loves you, right?
He kind of does.
He kind of does. He doesn't get all over you. And Santos is a male.
I think he turned on me once I started running the household. Like he realized, you're the boss.
So you don't get the. So is what this is making me feel better.
Yeah.
And that's the best birthday present you could give me. That are you telling me that she gets more affection from the dog than you do?
If she is in within like our radar, I'm dead to him. I'm dead to the dog.
There's my life. Yeah. That's what.
Ditto here. Yeah, I only matter to Linus when Carrie is not in the building. That's the truth.
Is this a male thing? Is this a male dog to female, or is this with female dogs as well?
A dog trainer once told me, what do you do for the dog? I say, I make this all possible, as I told the lady. And
right.
She's like, what do you do for the dog? I said, well.
But I was into the dog when I first saw it. Yeah. I was picking the dog up, and I was like,
sure.
And it's like, and then, you know when you pick a creature up, and you're wanting to give it a kiss on its face, and it's going.
Scary, it fights,
wants to get away.
Well, you also don't have a gentle demeanor to you. You just don't.
Like, I do. I swear to God, I do. With the dog.
Every single phone you've ever owned, every single computer, there's dents and scratches all over it. People know. So
that is not true. That is not true. That is a lie. I just don't know. I swear to God.
I did not know that happened.
And it's not just phones and computers. It's his own hand.
Yes.
I mean, in the car door.
You know what? I could tell you. By the way, that's the case, by the way. That's the new case.
When did that happen? Good. Thank God it's the case.
I dropped it from the, from the used car to the floor.
Got it.
That's
what
I dropped it. The floor meaning the driveway.
Yeah,
the used car. Yeah. Used car with the wonderful air conditioning that goes like this.
Oh no.
Hey Rob, use your hand right now and turn up the air conditioning, okay?
Turn that back down. Gotta turn that back down.
What you want to do is something you just bought. Bring it to the shop. Say, why is it making that sound? Because I'm a lemon. I'm a lemon like every appliance you have. But anyway, I
just make sure, Mike, just make sure that your new dog doesn't get into your recliner.
I should truly say to the listening audience,
yes,
if you think this is fake, I have been waiting to tell you about this all weekend because I can't do it too much in my own home.
No,
because
right,
I'm ruining the whole mojo of the dog.
Yeah,
my wife won't tolerate that, especially with the Father's Day birthday, the 48 hours of me.
That's right.
And, you know, but I will tell you something. The dog doesn't have anything to do with me whatsoever. And I'm trying. This might say it's a 9-week puppy. And I know people are going to think I'm a monster right now.
Right.
Just know I'm trying not to hate the dog. I'm trying not to hate the dog. But I'm losing. I'm losing. All right. I already am disinterested in the little bastard.
Oh,
I swear to God.
I heard there is not that you have the time for this, but if you feed him at least once a day, he'll remember where his bread is buttered.
Really?
Yes, it's survival.
Oh, like, you know what? No, I don't talk about that.
Never mind.
All right, we're going to take a break, and we will come. No. He's living in my castle. All right? Kneel to the king. Kneel to the
amen,
king.
Amen, brother.
All right? Kneel to the king, chasing parked car face.
Oh!
We'll take a break. Yeah. At least with Beluga, I had a few months where I figured it out. You know what I mean? That was a slow burn. This is instantaneous. Michael, love, 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 love. Carla, love, 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 love. Daddy, die.
No.
Anyway, we'll take a break and we'll come back. I'll tell you all about Father's Day. I want to find out how your Father's Day was, Rob, too. We'll come back on the Michael Mara Show. Probably as good as mine. We'll take a break and be right back, everybody.
Summertime is fun time, and you can savor the great taste of summer by shopping at the Michael Mara Show Shopping Center. Just click the shopping banner at michaelmaraShow.com, and you have instant access to Target and Walmart and all the ingredients you need for a refreshing Billie Eilish eyelash frumpuccino. Because nowadays, being a blue hair doesn't mean you're old. Just pour a quart of almond milk into a Doc Martens brand boot. Add cumin, a small human, a photo of Harry Truman, a song by Gary Newman, and the beard of Sig Ruman. Agitate and strain through a tennis racket. Chill with dry ice, warm with wet ice, and chill out with vanilla ice. Add red hots, 4 shards of glass, copper dust, old rusty BBs, and craft baby marshmallows. Serve in a leather ramekin and enjoy. Follow me for more recipes at the Mike O'Mara Show Shopping Center. Another summertime taste treat from Kraft.
Very nice. I like the editing, Rob. I like the way you layer them. That's the way it should be done.
Thank you.
Do that at Christmas time. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Legacy Box. Hey, let's think about the future of your past.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying here? Is your family's legacy digitally preserved so it can be passed down for generations to come? Legacy Box is simply the best way to convert all your old analog media to DVD, thumb drive, or even convenient digital download. So you can easily share with other members of your family. You just go online and purchase the box that you need. You'll get a Legacy Box kit, and you'll fill it with all your media. Slap on the prepaid mailing label and send it back. In a couple of weeks, you will get all your originals back, plus perfectly preserved digital copies ready to watch, share, and relive. Over 750,000 families, including mine, Oscar's, and Rob's, have trusted Legacy Box. You should too. It's the most affordable time machine ever. We love it. And one of these days, when I get you guys down to the house, I'll break out the Legacy Box digital thumb drive that I have, put it in my computer, and you can see my parents smoke.
I'd love to see this.
I got the old home videos. Not a video. It was a Super 8 movie. Camera my father stole from Aetna Life and Casualty in the 1950s.
He simply borrowed it.
He borrowed it. I think he returned it, you know, but it's just like, you know. Honeymoon. Having a good time. Anyway, get started preserving your past today. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to get 50% off your first order. Save your time and memories. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS and save 50%.
Time machine.
So I wrote this down because Carla said for Father's Day, My son gave me a lovely, lovely little card.
Aww.
And I wrote this down because I love the quote. My Father's Day present, Carla was nice to me.
Aww.
That's nice.
Yes.
What about anything like tangible?
Got a mug. I got a Yeti cooler mug.
Oh, that's, you know, those are great
for out here. Mm-hmm. And a wonderful card from my son. Mm. And then I got a 20-minute foot rub from my wife.
Oh,
and,
something homemade.
Did you have to win that, or did you have to, or is that just?
It was homemade. It was a homemade gift. She asked me this. You know, you're always like this with me. What do you want? I said. I looked at her in the eye. This is how shallow I am. I looked at her. I said, "Really? I would like to be showered with material possessions. I don't think I could make it. I don't think I could make it any more clear. They don't have to be expensive ones. No. They don't. Not at all. But I like to be showered with surprise stuff. Me. Things.
Many things. Many
this
things.
This is this. And by the way, didn't we go through the whole thing last year?
Yes.
Didn't we go through this? And by the way,
last year was a big problem. Yeah.
Last year, I love seeing my daughters, and it was great that I got the surprise, but that's the precursor in my mind, you know, with
right.
that. So that's it. I'm simple. I'm not a difficult person.
You want
person.
Something you can put on a shelf.
It can be a crack. It can not be something out of a Cracker Jack box.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. Stuff. Like, and it doesn't even have to be wrapped.
Yeah.
The mug wasn't. You know, it was just put down there on the, you know, thing. It's pretty.
Here you go.
I used it. I used it yesterday.
What did the mug
Happy
say?
Happy Father's Day.
Mike.
Huh?
Was it a
said Yeti on it.
Oh, the money Yeti mug.
Yeti
okay.
mug. Yeti
so it doesn't say like World's Greatest Dad
super number one? No, I don't. That, now see, that I don't. I don't want any personalized stuff. World's Greatest Dad, that crap. Please don't do that.
Well,
that doesn't. I'd never wear that. I don't want to. I don't want to have that. You know, when you see, you know, great grandpa and stuff like that, it's like, you know, that to me. For all the men out there, the old men that are grandpas that are wearing a T-shirt that says "World's Greatest Grandpa" or "Great Grandpa" or you know, super grandpa and stuff like that, you're cashing your chips in early. You might as well seriously call the mortician right now, have him come over because you're foregoing any sense of style or you know,
style. Style. You're checking out early.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. When you put that up, it's like when an old lady wears a Christmas sweater. You know, there are women in their 20s that wear Christmas sweaters.
Right.
You already checked out.
Forget it, baby.
How about the fashion tips of the day? You know what I mean? Still try to remain. And by the way, I know I have golf style, so that's old man style right there.
Oh, you're stylish though.
But there's a little styling going on, you know.
And also, it's really not an official ranking of the world's greatest grandpa. You're probably not the world's greatest grandpa, even if you're wearing a shirt.
No.
The real heroes, Mike, keep it to themselves.
So Father's Day was fine. I got to
Maybe there's a birthday that maybe this is today's the day you get showered with gifts.
Yeah, because it's the day is young.
I've dropped enough hints to last a lifetime. And if you're looking at my lifeline, my lifetime. You know, excuse me, but I can read a calendar. All right.
Right.
I can read a calendar. I know how it works. All right. We are in the fourth quarter any way you look at it. Okay. Yeah. It might be the early part of the fourth quarter, but make no.
It could go to overtime.
I'm not sure I want to. You know what I mean? I really am not sure. Right
just
now, when you get, by the way,
tie.
Here's an enlightenment. You'll both be there. I can enlighten you. Well, you know what 61 is? 61 is if something hit the fan right now, you'd be sad, but you'd go, well, I got, you know,
it was a good
I got
run.
Some good time.
Yeah. Good run.
Good run.
It was a good run. I'd be okay. I'd be happy, blessed. I know my son's going to be a good kid.
Yeah.
So I love my daughters who both contacted me yesterday. It's terrific. I'm fine with that. Everything's going to be A-okay. But as far as the Father's Day, it was the card, and then I got the Yeti mug. Then I went out with my boys, played a little 18.
Nice.
And then when I came back,
hard to beat that.
She'd gone to our favorite sushi restaurant, got it curbside pickup, and we had a sushi
That's
dinner.
That's sweet.
And it was terrific, and then it was, of course, time to stop eating, which is what we do
bummer.
Now.
Oh, that's
right.
And, yeah, but I mean, it's a bummer that's working. It's the first thing that's ever in my life where I'm looking at you and I'm saying, it's not, is it fun? No, it's not always fun. Are there moments where you're like, oh my God? Yeah. But it's if this is what I have to do, I'm cool.
Maybe you will go.
What time,
cool.
what time was the fasting did it stop? I mean, what time did the eating stop?
I'm on average now the last food that I enjoy, and I'm talking about a clean fast.
Yes.
I'm talking about no flavored drinks, no Diet Coke, no nothing. From 5 o'clock until 11, and yesterday from 5 p.m. till 12 p.m. the next day.
nothing but water. That's it.
Oh, that's my all. God.
And I do
Are
that
you
every day.
Are starting to feel a little more pure? Do you feel better now about
it? I felt yesterday. It was so hot yesterday.
How hot was it?
It was so hot that, the heat yesterday, the humidity index yesterday was so ridiculous. Before the sun came up, it was dripping wet. You'd go outside and you would immediately perspire just based on the temperature. That's how warm it was yesterday. And to be out there, what I notice, and this is what I always notice when I'm trying to be healthy, and conversely when I'm not, if I have too many drinks, blah, 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 if you go out there, the eyes are where you notice it. Your eyes just feel so much better when you clean yourself up a little bit. You just feel clearer. I feel more together. And that's what it is. It's not for everybody. It's not. Some people have to have that deal. This one, for me, has not been as difficult as I might have thought. So,
also, your eyes benefit, I think, because you're treating your body with more respect. You're on a sexual pureness as well, right?
Yes. Yeah. Celibacy.
Yes.
Yes.
That helps every time.
Did I hear something? Carla, did you yell?
Maybe she forgot you're on the show.
Hello? Oh, I'm sorry.
Maybe she forgot about the celibacy.
Hold on a second. Hello, is this the air conditioning place? Is this first class air conditioning? Yeah, it seems to be working, so we will not need anybody today. Thank you, bye. All right. Sorry.
Are they really first class?
79 in the house yesterday. 79 in the house was a little dicey.
Toasty. Yeah,
then
toasty.
I shut it off and I turned it back on and it's working. And I don't need to, have $95 to, come out and have somebody smells like cigarettes go.
Hey, maybe he could look at the air conditioning in the used car.
Right. Oh, God, we're running late. So anyway, Father's Day was really, really okay.
Yeah.
We'll take a break and we'll come back with more whatever. I'll ask about Rob's stuff and anything else. I don't know. I'm losing track of the show already.
It's
fine. Be right back. When you put King's Things. And now, here's Larry.
Every television needs a little Sarah Purcell. Keep your pickles. I have plenty. The teeth on my comb have cavities. I did it before, and I'll do it again. Vote for Woodrow Wilson. I liked it better when we didn't have bridges. I miss the Scarecrow and Mrs. King. The TMOS bonus show is what you need. Sure, boy. Subscribe today at MikeOMaraShow.com. Big funny, small money. You can't miss.
Thank you, Larry. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Lightstream. Refinancing your credit card balances can lower your interest rate and save you money, and you don't have to be a financial expert to do it. This is really one of the best companies in the country. They're known for it. Get a fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream, and you could save thousands in interest. Get a rate as low as 5.95% APR with autopay and excellent credit. This is so much lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 19%. We've been telling you about this. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000 with absolutely no fees. The application is 100% online. It's so easy. And you can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. This is going to apply to a lot of people out there. This is fantastic. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. I love this service. I love their website, and you need to check it out. If you don't, you're throwing your money away. Our listeners can apply today for a special interest rate discount. Well, that'll save you even more, PayPal.
Yes, please.
The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/TMOS. That's lightstream.com/TMOS. Here's my disclaimer. 61-year-old disclaimer.
Here yes.
Not theirs.
Not
I'm
the
61 giving this disclaimer. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount, terms and conditions apply, and offers subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/TMOS for more information. Thank you.
Nice. Perfect.
Thank you very much. Before we continue, I do want to mention that, give my wife a little plug for her business. She is selling skincare products online now.
Oh,
and she's doing very well with it. And she is constantly redoing her social media and just getting all this stuff out there. I can't give you all the details. Hey, Carla! I think she's out taking a run. And by the way, I think they're digging up the next door yard. I think they're doing that. I
hear looking for treasure?
Buried treasure. No, it's all I know is, there were police here, and there was something about
The guy being a loner. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, he's always nice to me, but he kept to himself.
Is that what that yellow tape is around the whole all right, anyway. So beep, beep, dig him up.
Stay inside, Mike.
So Carla posts things about, you know, take care of your eyelashes, take care of your face, blah, and she does it every day. She's really started it, and she's selling stuff all over the country now, which is really
spectacular. Neat, yeah.
And she gives people face consults. If you're a woman out there or a man who is worried about skincare, Carla's the person to talk to. She's
very sweet.
A licensed esthetician who knows everything there is to do, and that's why she posted yesterday. She goes, F your facials. Carla sells skincare products.
What?
I don't even know what the word was supposed to be, but it turned out to be the F word. And then Carrie sent her did you really want to post this? And she had posted with all her like lovely script and a picture of a woman's face.
It was definitely the F word.
Yeah. F your facials. Yeah.
Why would you write that?
She made a mistake. She auto-dictated and it turned into the F word.
Sort of speaks to what she's how she talks to her phone, I guess.
No.
I wish I could say what she's love your facials. Love
your facial, maybe?
I don't know what it is. I don't know, but it was love.
Or face your facials?
I don't know. She's not here. If she wanted a plug, she's not getting it because she's not here. I'll give her a plug tomorrow.
Luck your facials?
All right, that's it. That's good. She asked if she could advertise on the show. And then I said, sure, of course. Absolutely. And I said, how much? I told her. She said, What do you think? What do you think we do? What do you think we do every day when we're coming in here? What do you think we do? Do you think we're working for free?
Mike, how silly!
What do you think?
When you told her, she said,
"An ad in the Penny Saver."
She said, "What a reasonable rate with a great return."
Yeah, that's exactly what she said.
I can't wait to be a part of Mike O'Mara Show Nation.
Right, exactly. Fun. How was your Father's Day, Rob? Was it good? What did your wife do for you?
If you want to check the Father's Day dashboard, it is very similar in Virginia as it is to Florida.
Okay.
Very similar.
Right. It's a non-day, really.
We've it really is. On Friday, I mentioned to Oscar that I was told that since Carrie would be working most of the day on Sunday, that I was allowed to pick any restaurant I want to go pick up my dinner. Anything I want.
Where did you pick? Where did you go to pick up your dinner?
I said, you know what? I think I would like to have steak. I just want steak. We haven't had steak in a while. I'd like to have steak. And that sort of went on. That went
okay. Tell me you didn't go to Costco, because if you went to Costco to get steak, I'm going to play the sad music.
Mike, on Sunday morning, she said, you know, I've been thinking, I don't like steak very much, and Robert doesn't like steak very much either. So how about something else? I said, okay.
This poor man.
So hold on.
Your offer
is that you'll go to any restaurant you want, and then you say you like steak, and then they say they don't like steak, so steak gets...
The one thing
you wanted. There it is.
Yeah.
And then, but you said, we have a nice piece of salmon in the fridge. I said, you know what? That'd be great. I like that. Nice salmon. Season it up. Cook it up. I said, we also got some...
The furthest thing from steak in the whole world.
But you know what? It's fine. And right. it's a beautiful thing, and we have a
what's
bag
a beautiful
of
a, thing?
The salmon.
And what's a beautiful thing?
The salmon is... I like salmon. It's, but you season it up, you bake it, and we've got some nice...
Who's doing the seasoning? Who's doing the baking?
Oscar, please don't read ahead.
Okay, sorry.
We have some nice riced cauliflower in the freezer that I like prepared. You know, you make it like a mashed potato with butter, and it's good.
Yeah, and yeah, I said, yummy.
So by the way, I've been texting back and forth with Carrie. I said, I'm going to do the salmon, and we got rice cauliflower in the freezer. And she says, we also have fresh broccoli. And I write, okay, broccoli it is. And
no,
so
you don't have broccoli and cauliflower, do you?
No, we replace the cauliflower with the broccoli because the broccoli is here. So I go up, and I think about it, and I say, you know what, it's a $25 piece of salmon. It's a nice piece of fish. And I'm thinking, I don't know if I want the kids to cook this for me, because if it's dry and we're out $25, you know.
You're Alton Brown. Yeah. You want to do it yourself.
So to be perfectly honest, I killed it. It was fantastic.
How did you prepare your salmon?
There is a salmon plank seasoning, but you rub the salmon with a little bit of olive oil, you get this plank seasoning, and then also the secret is there is Texas Pete Fasting. Now makes a powder like powdered hot sauce, but it's the Texas Pete flavor profile. as a dust. And so you hit it with that on both sides too.
Oh, so
and
you went to town on your salmon.
And you go at 425, you serve it on rice, you have it with broccoli because you don't have cauliflower, and that's fine. Mm. And it's a good dinner. And the kids, I apologize to them. I said, I know you wanted to cook dinner, let me do dinner. But here's where the kids pull it out at the end, and Carrie does too. We finish out, and you know, they've all yelled Happy Father's Day to me throughout the day from different parts of the house. Sometimes they don't come downstairs to do it, but they yell, they remember it. They remember to say Happy Father's
Day. Happy Father's Day, Dad.
Yeah, thanks a lot. What? And so afterwards, they have made me cards. Each kid has made me a card, and they're great. Julia, of course, being graphic designer, her card is beautiful. Robert, being strong, made a very cute card. But still, you know what? For him to take
pretty
the
good
time to do it means a lot. Yeah.
Oh, that's
Carrie
sweet
gave me a beautiful store-bought card. And then Julia surprises me. She says, Dad, here you go. She had made brownies, served me brownies with a scoop of cherry Garcia ice cream, my favorite, that she went out to buy. And then here's where the day becomes great. We don't watch 90 Day Fiancé last night. We sit down and we watch Warner Brothers cartoons because that's what I wanted to watch.
Well,
and you know what?
That's
a pretty good end to a very, very medium start.
Yours was better than mine.
Yeah.
I'd say
well,
it's pretty
Carl's
close.
Well, now Carl's going to really be upset.
Yours was
better.
Yours was thoughtful.
Oh, man. Ooh, the truth hurts. Happy Father's Day, little Winslow. Yes, sir.
And I will get my steak. I'll get my steak.
Good for you.
On your own terms.
On my own terms.
Yeah. Oscar, did you do anything for your dad? Did you send him a card, make a phone call, or what?
This is great. My mom, we went to go see her. We called my dad. And my dad
WhatsApp
sent us straight to voicemail through WhatsApp. and not, I ask you not, 10 seconds later, a full page Happy Father's Day goes to the entire family in a group text. He was so not wanting to talk to us because he was in the middle of a real long text to the family, and he didn't call us back. So my mom called him back 4 hours later. He's like, we called you. He goes, oh, I didn't see that that came through. Did you call me on the computer? Did you call me on the phone? Like, this man does not care about his family. I love him, but it's
you
the truth.
You know what's so great about that? WhatsApp is a communications format for people that really don't care to begin with. And then when you do WhatsApp and you get voicemail, that's like someone urinating on your grave.
Oh, right, that's so sad. Well, good all the way around. Fantastic. We'll take a break, come back with news you may not need on the Mike O'Mara Show.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be Mike O'Mara. To me, being Mike O'Mara was better than being President of the United States. He's not just a clown to amuse you. He's the capo de capi. He does accents, impressions, and he can even talk up records. His two trusted associates, Rob and Oscar, they're untouchable. And they're pretty good earners, too. Tune in to the live Mike O'Mara Show broadcast every weekday on Facebook Live. Or download it and listen on your own terms. Support these good fellas. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com and buy the bonus show, or I'm going to have to send Polly Christine after you. Arrivederci.
Thank you. Thank you, Ray. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Facebook Stars. Stars, they're just like us. WWE wrestler The Undertaker raises prize-winning tulips in his backyard or of his horrifying castle. Let me try that again. I blew the opening line.
That's fine.
Nah, it's not worth it. TV's Hoda Kotb only eats the white filling of Oreo cookies.
True.
I mean, that's it. That's her whole diet. Oh, and Chardonnay, wine, and white goo. Yum. And President Donald Trump says the only reason there's been an increase of cases of COVID-19 is increased testing. The president also suggested that if you want to think you have more money, don't ever check your bank balance. Ta-da! Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. But those are showbiz stars.
They are.
Frankly, I prefer Facebook stars. And so should you. You. Super easy way to support TMOS while you're watching us on Facebook Live. Simply click the star, select how many stars you want to buy and give, and click send. Boom, instant gratification. Every star puts a penny in our pocket, and that adds up. So please do it now. Shoot a few stars our way. Thank you. Be part of Donation Nation. And remember, you don't know milk is sour until you drink it. Let me try that again. These glasses are not working. I'm 61.
You're 61 now.
Remember, you don't know milk is sour until you drink it. Be best. Thank you.
News.
Boo.
Yeah. Like, more like 60. Wonderful.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I don't know if you followed this story over the weekend. D.L. Hughley collapsed on stage.
Yes.
He passed out during a show in Nashville on Friday night. At first, they treated him for exhaustion and dehydration. You know, it's funny. 2020 modern medicine. I think you're dehydrated. Everything is dehydrated. I think you're dehydrated. After a battery of tests, they found out he got the COVID-19. He is now on a 14-day quarantine. Not much more than that. So whether or not he, you know, he passed out because of the COVID, we really don't know. But hopefully he'll be fine.
Did you see the video? He was on a stool. He just sort of slumped over. But the thing that I found most remarkable is that apparently the club in Nashville, Zany's, not big on mask enforcement because the people in the audience all open face, as far as I could tell.
Really? I bet Rob Mayer's been there. I bet he's been to almost every one of them.
Every Zany's?
Yeah, every Chuckles, every Magoobies Joke House. Did you read the post Rob Mayer from the Rob and Joe show posted about the guy that like threatened him with violence at one of these shows?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It was so funny. And then, of course, I said, was he wearing a mask? I couldn't help myself. Movie theaters are getting ready to reopen next month, but is anybody willing to risk it? Not surprisingly, the younger you are, the more likely you'll take a chance. A new survey found that Gen Z, the people 25 and under, are the only group where a majority are up for it. 60% say they want to go back as soon as possible or relatively quickly. Millennials, that's 26 to 44, aren't too far behind. 49% of them want to go back. For Gen X, 45 to 54, it drops to 42%. And then we have, the boomers, age 55 up. Obviously, they're the most at risk for COVID, so it's not surprising only 37% of them want to venture out. I wouldn't want to be in a theater right now.
That number would be a lot higher if that Judy Garland picture was still in theaters.
The world gets better. Whatever. A company called North Coast Organics has created a product that I know a lot of people are going to be excited about.
Oh.
It's the official Grateful Dead line of organic deodorant.
Oh,
yum, yum. It's made with vegan edible ingredients, and it comes in 5 scents. Skull and Roses, that's lavender and rose. Sunshine, that's blood orange. And is it bergamot? Have you ever heard of bergamot? I don't know what it is.
Not in my purview.
Working Man's, that's cedarwood and juniper. Timber, that's Douglas fir and sage. And a classic unscented. The band is down with it. Quote, as much as it's important to be mindful of what we put on our bodies, it's also essential to be aware of what we put onto our bodies. We need to take care of the planet and ourselves. It's definitely not cheap. Each Grateful Dead deodorant. It's a funny world. $19.99. $20 it'll set you back for your...
And it's edible, huh?
Yes, absolutely.
That's terrific.
Yes. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that something? Hey, man. You smell like a pine tree and some sage, man. Smell like Thanksgiving. Yeah, I appreciate that. All right.
Hey, can it's I have edible. A bite of
Take
your bite. Deodorant? Yeah,
Take
man.
Take a bite of my stick. Have a nice big bite of my stick. Yeah. Tina, Nina, new. All right. Anyway, a new study found women find men less attractive if they're into cats. Researchers at Colorado State University.
Oh, how about that?
Hey, makes sense, does it not?
Yes.
Men will understand what I'm talking about. Researchers at Colorado State University, where they're getting paid to do this kind of research.
Well, they're not changing the world, Mike, like inventing deodorant you can eat.
Yeah, who needs a vaccine? Let's find out how people act with cats. Researchers at Colorado State University took photos of various men, one by themselves and one of the man holding a cat.
Sure.
Then over 700 women. They really went through with this study. That's the part I can't get by in this news story.
Is this?
700 big women
dog.
Rated the photos. When men were holding cats, they were seen as less masculine and less dateable. Makes total sense to me, by the way.
I wonder if Maddie has counterpoint on this.
I don't have counterpoint. I agree.
It applied to both short-term and long-term relationship potential, so they were less dateable across the board, and they were seen as more neurotic when holding a cat.
There was one key demographic that didn't care, though. Women who described themselves as a cat person.
Mm.
Ah. They were just as likely to say a guy was dateable, whether he was holding a cat or not. I love that they did this at the University of Colorado. In other words, it didn't hurt their chances with women who love cats, but it also didn't help. So cat ladies didn't care, you know, if the guy was
all I can picture is Don Corleone and also Dr. Evil. Both two noted cat holders.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Mr. Bigglesworth. Swipe right. Thank you.
Apparently, the internet has been arguing about the best way to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. We've all made these.
Sure.
If you're wondering how many ways there are, the answer is at least three. Most people take two pieces of bread, add peanut butter to one side, jelly to the other. That's me.
Yep.
Hello. That's the way I do it. Slap them together, call it a day. Oscar, you the same way?
Yeah, that's
peanut
easy.
Butter on
super
one side,
easy,
jelly
easy.
On the
super
other.
Easy.
And if you want to get specific, peanut butter goes on top of the jelly because the jelly is going to fall over if you do it the other way.
You've given it more thought than I would ever give it. I probably don't pay attention to that.
But, I can't eat peanut butter anymore because of the colitis. But if I do, it's going to be Jif.
That's yeah, I think I just threw up in my mouth. All right. And now
doesn't affect me in my mouth, Mike.
A man named Mohammed Abdelhamid Mugbel has set a new Guinness World Record for the largest stack of eggs. It's three. He identified each egg center of mass, then he stacked them exactly so they'd be able to stand end over end. To get the record, they had to remain stacked for 5 seconds, and all three eggs had to be fresh and free of cracks. Mohammed has been teaching himself to balance things since he was 6 years old.
Mm.
He's 20 now. Asked about the world record, Mohammed said to the reporters, "Who wants an omelet?" There you go. So that's end to end. That's sticking them up with a small end.
Impressive.
I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
Way to go, Muhammad. Yeah. All right. Way to solve the Kobe. All right. Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Uh-oh.
Here we are, P1s. Come and get your cocktail party. Come along, my little ones. Champagne, drunken wives, all free on Friday. I've lots of lovely goodies for you. Naughty words, mixed drinks, maybe even ice cream, treacle tarts.
Treacle tarts.
And ice cream.
And all free.
Come along, kiddie winkies. Come along, my little dears, my little mice. What will it be? Carla? Shannon? Superstar Carrie? It's all on Facebook Live.
Live?
Go inside, my little dears. And all free on Friday.
There you go. I love that. That's fantastic.
Back,
we're doing
baby.
It again. That's right. We are doing it this coming Friday, 7 p.m., the TMOS cocktail party. We look forward to seeing you. All of our significant others will be here, and I'll be wrangling kittens for 2.5 hours.
That's
should
right.
be a lot of fun. Anyway, the bonus packages, we want to tell you about those. It's back, baby. Back, back, back. Back, 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 back. And better than ever, after a brief hiatus this Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern, we're doing the TMOS cocktail party. MOCP episode 12. That's a dozen, cousin. All the guys, the wives, noted Florida zealot Todd Moore. Oh, that's right. Todd's coming.
He's a zealot, Mike.
Oh, my God.
Should be interesting.
I'm so mad at Todd. Anyway, yes, the bonus show is better than ever. So grab your favorite potent potable and jump in with us. We do it Friday, 7 p.m. You'll be there. It's your passport to the Asport. MikeOMaraShow.com. It's fire. What is that?
That's what the kids say when something's really great
it's
right
fire.
Now. It's fire. It's fire.
It's my 61st birthday.
Yeah, why are you messing with me?
I'm not
going to
give a Gen X term, you know, or a Gen Z or whatever they are.
Gen X is really probably a little
anyway,
too old.
Yeah.
We'll be drinking.
You're a Zoomer, Mike.
Should be a.
I'll tell you what,
Todd,
it's nifty.
Oscar, is Todd bringing a date by any chance?
I haven't talked to Todd, Mike. I honestly, Rob's been communicating with him.
Really?
He'll be flying solo.
How do you feel about Friday with Todd joining us?
I'm fine with it. This is going to be fun. See you guys fight. Be great. fireworks.
All right, let's open up the audio vault for today. And Rob Spiewak, take it away, Rob.
We discussed at the beginning of the show Trump's rally over the weekend. I like some of his tongue-in-cheek stuff.
When you do testing to that extent, you're going to find more people. You're going to find more cases. So I said to my people, slow the testing down, please. They test and they test. We got tests that people don't know what's going on. We got tests. We got another one over here. The young man's 10 years old. He's got the sniffles. He'll recover in about 15 minutes. That's a case. Add up to it. That's okay.
His staffer said he was joking around.
119,000 as of yesterday. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So there's that. I don't know what the most surprising thing about this next tape is, Mike. The fact that we brought him up not long ago on the show. The fact that he has an active Twitter account. Or the fact that he's still alive. John Bauman. Bowser is posting on Twitter, and he actually sang a song on Twitter about the year 2020. Mike, he looks like crap, but he still does the arm thing, you know, like Bowser does.
God, with his tank top.
Well, he was in the t-shirt, but he just looks old.
This is John Bowser Bowman, and I think I can outdraw Donald Trump's Tulsa crowd right here on Twitter.
If you don't take the time to even have a passable audio tape, forget it. You know, I mean, it's digital, Bowser.
Mike, as always, you line up politically with him. He's anti-Trump. Yes. So history.
All right, whatever.
Always says
bow, bow, bow.
Yeah, he says that. I believe it is a good night, Mr. Trump. It's time to go. That was the song he did. Wow. So you can search that out. Very clever. Very clever. Right. A man in Wilton, New York. is upset because they're not letting him keep his workshop because it's not up to code. He has a backyard wood shop, and they're saying, you can't have this because you didn't build it to code. So to protest, he put a 7-foot wooden penis in his front yard.
When they told me I was under arrest, I was like, oh, and I had to go down to the station, handcuffs and everything. That caught me a little off guard. They were nice enough to give me a ride back home, but that seems a little excessive for some artwork in the front yard. I mean, they could have just asked to take it down.
Duh. But
what do you think was going to happen?
If you look at the coverage, you get a lot of, you know, the people. But this is like Saratoga, New York, so it's like market, 190? And so you get a lot of the young people, but then you get the anchor who's old, and he's settled in the market of Saratoga. He's like, we have to warn you, what we're about to show you is a bit
disturbing.
Yeah, and then they show the 7-foot sculpture, and they blur just the tip.
Oh, no. God.
It's like we don't
know. Do you know how much it takes to blur the tip? Like, it's so much effort.
We don't grow.
We don't grow.
Come on. Grow up. But he's got one. You know, if Junior looks down, he'll see one.
Don't blur the tip.
That's 7 feet tall.
It always reminds me of that joke, though. The co-ed joke, you know?
The hot co-ed is
taking your biology class, and the professor standing up in front of the class and says, all right, Vicky, I'd like you to come up to the front and draw the male appendage. And she goes up and she draws it in a state of full attention. And the professor says, no, Vicky, I need you to draw it the other way. She said, what other way? Anyway.
And we close.
One of my favorites.
Mike, let's close with this. Dateline Greensboro, North Carolina. They got problems down there during this this pandemic. People are running around naked.
And I saw a man running up through the woods. Yeah, shirt, shoes, no bottoms. I was honestly just shocked. I was wondering if I was like going crazy because no one else was there to confirm that I saw it.
Completely naked other than running shoes. I will admit, I was looking him up and down, like sort of confirming, are you really naked? not because I really wanted to see, but I was just trying to assess the situation.
Yeah, sure. And what I got to say to this
is assess the
situation. You know, Pony, whatever you do on the weekend is fine. Just make sure you're here on Monday ready to work. That's fine. A beautiful trip to North Carolina. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
That's it. We have to get out of here. Happy Father's Day. One day late, everybody. And we will be back with
another. Happy birthday today.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. We'll be back with a brand new show tomorrow and more fun and more thrills. We'll have a follow-up on the sex doll discussion that happened on Friday's show. You have an update on sex dolls being used in what capacity were they?
The stand-ins on The Bold and the Beautiful, Mike.
Soap opera sex doll. Fantastic. It sounds like a movie.
soap opera sex dolls.
With everything left in and nothing left out.
For Oscar and Rob, Michael Mara saying we'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
So what do you want me to do, drop my pants or fire a rocket?
I'm a phony, just like you.
Bye-bye.